little cause for Simcha and Tisha B'Av, we're moving on to Kapitel Tezayin. Sometime we alternate and we're mashal and others that we skip, but we'll go to Tezayin. Remember what this Rosh did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This Rabbeisai, this is referring to the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, that involved on the base, tells us regarding Pitzus HaRosh. The Gemara says that Pitzus HaRosh came from Rome, and Chira the Gidev, we're talking about Bayi Sheni now, Chira the Gidev, he was Mecharev, he was Megadev, Klapim Aloh. Now also, what did he do? What did he do? It was considered to be so terrible. How did he embarrass? How did he shame? How did he do his terrible bezoinus? Tofa zoinu biyodoi v'nichnas l'beis kodesh hakadoshim. Gemara says that he took his zoinu. He tiyase for Torah v'ovar oleo aveirah. And after that, v'notol sayif, then he takes the sword. V'gideres ha-pereches, and he pierces the pereches. The Nas and Nes and Anes happened for Yadam the Bazbeis, and Dam, blood started to come out of the cloth of the Pereches. It's not a normal thing, of course. The Nas and Nes, it's a very, very frightening thing that when Rishoyim are given Rishus, when Rishoyim are given Rishus to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go against Klal Yisrael, not only are they given Rishus, but sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu even empowers them and makes nisim for them to be able to carry out their atrocities. Frightening. Here we have Pitzus HaRosh doing the lowest, the greatest of all bizyonis, and in that happens that what comes out of the fact that he pierces the Pereches v'nasenes, the Yoytze, the dam comes out. Sodar, what conclusion does he come to? He sees that things are shleikid ha-chateva. Horag is atzmoy. He comes to the conclusion that cholila, that he killed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ebiyochu. Sover is atzmoy. You have to appreciate Rabbi Yisai, what's taking place, what this means. The Kina mentions, as you see in the Kina, as you'll see, a few things. The Kina mentions, first of all, the incredible amazement of the Yidden who saw that, who witnessed that. That witnessed Titus going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You have to remember that during the time of Bayi Sheni, when a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if he was not fit, if he was not Roy Lekach, he did not leave alive. To go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was a life sentence. The Kohen Gadol, during the time of Bayi Sheni, if he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was not fit, he was not Roy Lekach. As we know, Chazal tell us, took place during the time of Bayi Sheni, the Bartanur brings it also in the beginning of Masechta Yuma, the first Mishnah. He would not come out alive. As a matter of fact, it came a point that when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they attached a rope to him. They attached a rope to him so they could pull out his body if he didn't survive the experience. That's what we're talking about, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here we see a Rosh Gomur going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In addition to that, he does one of the greatest Averis, one of the greatest Bizyonis. On a Sefer Torah, he does this Averis. Yidden, for sure, who witnesses, they thought for sure that lightning has to strike him down. For sure, it can't be another way. Look what happened to any Kohen Gadol that went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nothing happened. And for us, what we do is we take out from here a very important lesson. Pitzus HaRosh, we see, he pierces, he takes a sword, and he pierces the Pereches, blood comes out, alpines, cloth doesn't normally bleed. And the Gemara tells us, in Gittin Daf Nun Vav, the Gemara tells us, that Nero in Kesar, before he came down to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, comes from Rome, he begins to shoot arrows, to take it as a simon. He shoots arrows to Mizrach, and the arrows fall to Yerushalayim. He shoots an arrow to the opposite direction. He shoots an arrow to Maariv. The arrow again falls towards Yerushalayim. He shoots arrows to Arba Ruchay Soilam, to the all four sides of the compass. No matter which direction he shoots an arrow, it always falls to Rishalayim. He recognizes Yishloike Derech HaTeva. This Rasha got the message. He sees something Yishloike Derech HaTeva. He says, I got to back out while there's still time. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, he says, you want to punish Klal Yisrael and you want to do it through me? No, 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 no. And he was in the Geyer, the Gemara tells us, Orak, the Ozil, the Igayer. He goes and he went and he was in the Geyer. Titus also saw an S. Titus also saw an S. Others saw Nissen. Two people, Rabbi Sai, are able to see the same thing. On one person it makes an impression, and on someone else it doesn't. It's always that way, that different people, you know, have different experiences, and they come away differently. They walk away differently, even though they have similar experiences, the same experience. Two people can see an S, but Baruch Hu wants to be Macher of the Beit HaMikdash. Both saw an S, because Baruch Hu is cooperating with an S. He wants to be Macher of the Beit HaMikdash. One of them is able to turn that into a positive experience. One Rosh is able to turn that into a positive experience and be motivated to be Megayer. The other one can see in it a reason to be Mizana on the Makim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And I have to tell you, this was recognized already by Chazal a long time ago, when in fact there is an incredible 3-4 words of Chazal. The Gemara says in Brachas Davov on the base, you know, when there was the confrontation Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel with the Nevi'ah HaBaal. So the question was, who is going to show that they have the true Rabbeinu Shalom, that the true God? So we find that they put their Kabbonis forth. Eliyahu HaNovi now is in his power that Hashem should reveal himself, that the Nevi'ah HaBaal to expose the fraud in the Avodah Zarah, to show that he is the true. So Zohar HaNovi says the following words. It's a tefillah that we say to this day. Well, you know, HaNovi says, Aneini Hashem, Aneini. Aneini Hashem, Aneini, Aneini Hashem, please answer me. And the Gemara says, why does he say Aneini twice? It's an incredible answer. Why does he ask for Aneini twice? Aneini Hashem, answer me Hashem, Aneini. Says the Gemara, the first Aneini is, Aneini Sheteret Eish Min Hashemayim. First Aneini, he wants to bring an S, he wants to bring a miracle. And then Rabbi Yisrael, show them. Show these Avodah Zarah people. Show them in the nest. Show them that an Esh comes down in a Shemayim. That's tefillah number one. By the way, with one word you could bring an Esh. You see that? An M is a tefillah. An M is a tefillah that comes from the depth of your heart. Sometimes you don't have to be mispallel all that much. One word sometimes can achieve tremendous gold miles. Aneini. The first Aneini was a tefillah to bring an S. Aneini Shetayr Esh Min Hashemayim. What's the second Aneini? Aneini shlo yoimru maisik shopim hem. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, the second filler was for hakorat hanes, to recognize there's an ace. It means that you're talking that people can see nisim, and not be moved, not be recognized, and misinterpret him. They'll read all the terchik peruchim. When they have a sakash and a gemara, they say, I don't like that pshat, he says. But when the Kodesh Baruch Hu shows nisim, to deny Nisim, you're ready to say all kinds of Dorchik Terusim. All kinds of Terusim, try to explain it away. It's not a mess. It's for this reason, for that reason. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't mean anything. He's not trying to show us anything. Shoyim Rumazik Shoviman. So you all know the after there was a nest, you have to be Mispala second on any. That even if the Yesh come down in a Shemayim, it might not be accepted. It might make it away. One with Tonus blows away everything. The Tonus Acha Zorcha Meyat and Chokha, the Gemara says. They need to be mispala second aneini aneini. Shoyim remaisik shopim hem. But we see another incredible thing. Not only was he mispala, Rav Jolti made that point. That not only was he mispala that they should recognize the nes hakoras aneis, but we see another thing. The tefillah that he was mispala was the exact same tefillah to bring an ace. I would think to bring an ace that needs a gevaldik tefillah. To recognize an ace, a shvacher tefillah, he's only such a strong tefillah. But the exact same word that he needed, aneini, to bring an ace, hakoras aneis needs the exact same tefillah. In other words, people can be so far removed from recognizing nisim Recognizing an S is also an S. Because the same word aneni that they have to use to bring an S, the same word he had to use that you should recognize an S. It means it's just as much as a tefillin. It's needed just as much. So the need to recognize an S requires the same tefillin to bring an S. Because recognizing an S is also an S, its own way. It's not so push it to recognize Nisim. People think, oh, it's only because you brought the chart. Nisim, everything would be ready. Not true. There's a big Yetzer Hara out there who's going to try to blind people. Is going to try to pollute the mind. Is going to throw all types of ideas and mechshavas not to recognize Nisim. Aneini Hashem shetei redeshim ben hashemayim and aneini shloyemi ma'atik shofim hem. Two people can see the same thing. I see an S. You don't see an S. You see something else. It's an S. Not convinced. He doesn't see an S. By the Meraglim, it also says, Ure'isem et oretz mahi. Go and look at the land, what it is. Hatoivahi im roh. They saw only raw. They saw only bad. Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the land is good. They saw differently. Two people look at the same thing. I see good. They saw bad. Ure'isem et oretz mahi. It's how you look at it. Similarly, by tzitzis, what do you find? By tzitzis, we find, as the pasuk says, "Ure'isem oisoi." All you have to do is look at the tzitzis. And what do you accomplish? Tremendous. What do you accomplish? You look at tzitzis, u'zechatem es kol mitzvot Hashem. The Torah tells us that if a yid takes a look at tzitzis, all of a sudden it's going to remind you of all of the tarayag mitzvot. You ask 100 people what happens when they see tzitzis. I see 8 strings hanging down. That's what he sees. And if they're all tangled together, he doesn't see that either. But he says, Chazim, when was the last time you saw tzitzis? He said, oh, tayag mitzvahs. That's not what you're thinking about. And Chazal go further. Chazal say that why do you have tchelis? Tchelis is doim liyam. Tchelis is blue. So therefore, it's doim similar to the yam, to the sea. Yam is doim to the rikia, and the yam is doim to the sky. And Rekia is Zayimah to the Kisa HaKrovitz. It means Rabbeisai. Here you can have one person looking at a pair of tzitzis. You know what he sees? He sees Kisa HaKrovitz. When you look at a pair of tzitzis, what you're supposed to see, Kisa HaKrovitz you're supposed to see. Tchela Zayimah LeYam, Yam Zayimah LeRekia, Rekia Zayimah to Kisa HaKrovitz. He sees the Rabbeinu Shloim. He sees another Yid looks at tzitzis. What does he see? He sees string. That's all he sees. What happens? It's all in the rear. How a person looks at, and this happens all the time, by great intellectual people we're talking about. Great intellectual people, they can see Nisim, but they're going to misinterpret it. They're not going to absorb the message of the Nes. It all depends how a person looks, it all depends how a person will see. Take, for example, by the Ma'aseh of Bilam, by Yiftach Hashem Espio Osoim, one of the greatest Nisim ever. Yiftach Hashem is Piyot, Kodesh Baruch opens up the mouth of the mule there and begins to speak. Kodesh Baruch makes a tremendous nest. You ever stop to think, why was it necessary to make that nest? Why was it necessary? What was the purpose? Yiftach Hashem is Piyot, and Bilam is riding the Chamor. Yiftach Hashem is Piyot, and what was the purpose of the nest? And the Sephorno comes along, and the Sephorno says, it is similar to Hashem Sephotai Tiftach. What does Sephorno mean? What does Sephorno mean? Sephorno means to say is, when you see a chamor speaking, you see it's something, oh, it's very unusual. It appears to be an S. It had to be an S. But when you open your mouth every day, that's natural. It's not an S. It's a normal thing. A human being is supposed to speak. The Sephorno is not true. When you open your mouth to speak, it's because Hashem is supposed to have tiptoe the boy, you open up your mouth. It's like, Beiftach Hashem is piyosu. If the Hashem is pure, then you recognize it's an S. That you're ready to believe, you're ready to accept it, that's an S. It's no different. This is Hashem supposed to tiptoe. This every time you open your mouth, that's also an S. We don't see it as an S. Hashem supposed to tiptoe is no less than Vayiftach Hashem. Same Hashem. Vayiftach Hashem, Hashem supposed to tiptoe. Here was Vayiftach, and here is supposed to tiptoe. Psiche. Pono says, Hainu Ach. And he says, the purpose why Hashem made that S. The purpose I shall make in the Yiftach of Piyotim, that Bilam should realize that what you're speaking, you want to curse B'nai Yisrael, recognize speech comes from Hashem. Look at the Yotzin was speaking. Sayyid Hashem is Piyosa. You saw the Otan speaking? You see that comes from Hashem. When you open your mouth, it also comes from Hashem. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you use the tool, the power of speech, what you're going to use it for. It comes from the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. His Vayiftach Hashem is Piyosa. The Pele was Rabbi Sai. Not only Bilam wasn't the spoil. Last time you see something like that in the zoo. His Hashem is Piyosa. Not only he wasn't the spoil. He debates and he argues with his chamor, like Mitzvah Machaveri. Okay, he said this, that's it. Nothing. He's on the spot, doesn't move him at all. Clearly an indication. Bilam, one of the greatest people among the Umas Olam. Greatest. Novi, tremendous. Moshe Rabbeinu on the opposite side, Lahavdil. Bilam, intellectual person, the greatest chachomim of the Umas Olam. He's not ready to accept it as a nest to move him anyway. Vayiftach Hashem is Piyos, and he had a different agenda, and nothing's going to stand in the way of his agenda. You see whatever you want to see, it's not going to move you. Two people look at the same thing, and everybody walks away with a totally, totally different message. Rav Shach used to say many times, he says, when people see the Yad Hashem in the Bria, they can see Hashgacha Pratis, and nevertheless, it does not move them one inch. Does not move them. And he used to just explain that. He says, how this is so? People sometimes in their own life can see Yad Hashem Mamish, and they're not moved. They're not moved. Because Bob is showing you. He's showing you Mamish. What do you want? He's showing you. No, doesn't get the message. He's not moved. And he pointed out and said, he once asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he said, a Givaldi Gikashi, he said. So Salanter was once asked a Givaldi Gikashi. He asked him a Kashi like this. Chazal say, you know, there's a number of aces how a person can fight off his Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Hey, the Gemara says Yasek B'Teira, Yikra Kriya Shema, but there's one aces that definitely works. What's that aces? Yaskeloi Yoim Hamises. A person would only think his life is limited. A person will remember there comes a time he'll have to leave this world. Yaskeloi Yoim Hamises. If a person truly will Yaskeloi Yoim Hamises, this is the way to fight off the Yetzer Hara. You're going to have control of your life. Yaskelo Yom Hamitza is a medium of how a person, if he takes it to heart, he lives with this machshava, Yaskelo Yom Hamitza, he's able now to fight off his Yetzer Hara. So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yisrael, he said the following. He asked Rabbi Yisrael, he had the following kasha. If Yaskelo Yom Hamitza, if that's going to be such a good Eitzer, so he asked him, so it comes out that people in the Chevra Kaddisha would all have to be tzaddikim, because they see death in their eyes every day. They see death every day. And not all people who happen to work in the Chevra Kaddisha are the greatest tzaddikim. One of the great rabbis, Tzvi Shlomo, used to say, the Welt macht Tatuas in a number of places. They think that a mikveh yid is the Odom Tohor, because he's working in the mikveh. Well, that's okay. The mikveh only cleans the mikveh, but he's not an Odom Tohor. And people think that a Moichah Svarim is a Talmud Chochem. Not Dafke. He's a Svarim, but he's not a big Talmud Chochem. And then he said, people think he was a Rebbe. People think that the Gadafim Rebbe is Ochad Agos Abel Madrege. Gadafim Dafke is not a Grace Abel Madrege. People make a number of mistakes. So Yaskalo Yimamisa, so the Chevra Kaddisha, they should be tremendous tzaddikim. And yet we don't see that they're in such a high level of Yerushamayim. And what did Yisrael answer? Yisrael answered, he says, those days, you know, they didn't have cars and so on and so forth. So they used to carry a nifta to the Beis HaKvaris with a wagon, which is drawn by horses. So did you ever ask a question, the horses who come into the Beis HaKvaris, do they do tshuva? They're in the Beis HaKvaris. You're my mission. Of course not, he says. You know why, he says? Because without his boininess, then even a human being could be like susim, can be like horses. A net on its own, if there's no mekabel, there's no one there to receive it, then you can be in a Beis HaKvaris, you can see on the Misa, but just like he says, the horses that carry the Orin of the Nifter into the Beis HaKvaris, the horses are not doing tshuva, because they're horses. A human being, some in his life, without his blameness, does not live a life with cheshbon, he's not really calculating, he's not interested in finding out what he should be doing, the male is not going to make any cheshbon on him. The Kunish helps me, says. As long as the person is v'hachai yiten aliboy, you have to open your heart to receive the message. So you can be sending out impulses, you can be sending out messages, but there's nobody to receive it on the other side. Nobody's going to receive it. Not going to absorb it. Rav Dessler used to say many times. He used to say it, and he brings it in a sefer, by the way. Rav Dessler brings it, b'shem Mir Mashgiach, B'shem Rabbi Yeruchem. Yeruchem says, he says, Kriyas Yamsuf is considered to be one of the biggest nisim, right? Kriyas Yamsuf, in Jewish history. Kriyas Yamsuf is considered to be one of the biggest nisim, but he says, what I say, you know what the biggest nis is? Not Kriyas Yamsuf is the biggest nis. Yeruchem said this. I am the Mr. Belio. The biggest nes was not Kriyas Yamsuf. The biggest nes was the reaction that he didn't recognize it was Yad Hashem. That's the biggest nes. In other words, the Hakoras HaNes sometimes is even greater than the nes itself. Could explain that away also. So Nami, Alan Fishit and Amas's fancy word today. That was Achim. And you can even give it some scientific explanations. You can go into it and explain. So this was the nes that you broke him. You think Kriyas Yamsuf was the nes? Kriyas Yamsuf's nes was the yoseh that the aminu b'Hashem that Yidden came to the akora. There was not a nichra. Why is it such a nes? Because the truth is, it's not so pungent to accept Kriyas Yamsuf, because every day that you beruchim, we have nisim greater than Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal say, "Mezanoisav shalodam is kosher yoseh from Kriyas Yamsuf." Does anybody think of pranosa being like Kriyas Yamsuf? It could be shver sometimes, but you don't think of it as a nes like Kriyas Yamsuf. But there could be nisim which Chazal say they are Kriyas Yamsuf. They are in yonim of Kriyas Yamsuf taking place. On a daily basis, we don't see it as Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Yidden should recognize that in fact that this is Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a nes. That's a tremendous thing. That's even greater, he said. That's even greater. So the message of Titus that we have is the Choyra Ashurosa Tzavit Nim. It's a dual message. It's first of all, as we see, as the Python, the Mekoinen said himself, is the message that the shock of the Kohanim who saw it. Python points it out, the Mekoinen points it out. The shock of the Kohanim who saw it, which is mentioned in the Kinnah, and it's the message of the experience of Titus, two people can see the same thing. Some people are moved, and some people are not moved. You see the few words, look into your Kinnah, first of all. The Kinnah starts, the Choyra Asher also Tzor Bifnim. Remember what Titus did inside the Beis Hamikdash. Sholam Charboi Ubol Lifnai Lufnim. He pulled his sword, and he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Nachloseinu B'eis, our Nachlo was terrified. Kitimei et afnim. When he was as upon him, when he was metame the lechem upon him. V'gider peroiches bala shtei ponim. And he pierced the peroiches. The peroiches had two sides. There was embroideries on both sides of images. So when he went and he pierced it. And look, as it says later, it says, Yisoyimim giel b'moge me'odom. He stained the orphan nation. We are all Yisayimim. Yisayim is Klal Yisrael. Yisayimim Giel B'mogei Me'odom. He stained the nation, the Yisayimim, with a bloody shield. He stained it. Vayimadeit Kov Kimare Adamdom. And he measured them for death along a red line. Meimenu Dolach the Hishkir Chitzov Midam. He muddled all of our waters, he dirted our waters, and filled his arrows with blood. He yotzem and abayis, as he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Charboi Malei Adam, he left it with the bloody swords. But I want to show you something further. Go down way, way further. It says, Al Hagoisoi Haboiz Gover. Hagoisoi is the Hege Mepiv, the word that came out of his mouth. Al Hagoisoi Haboiz Gover. He was bragging. And that we mourn the evil plans. We mourn that the evil plans, he said, and the words that came out of his mouth, Venota el eil yodoi lemuloi legaver. No less he stretches out, I'm fighting Hashem. Again, Venota el eil yodoi. He's stretching out his hand, connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's ready to fight a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Lemuloi legaver. To be gaver himself, to be misgaver himself against a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In spite of the fact that Mitzrayim v'chol o'im imbom govar, even though he saw the downfall of Mitzrayim, so who is he taking on? Taking on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, taking on as an opponent. He heard of and he knows of all the nisim of Mitzrayim, he's not impressed. Even though Mitzrayim v'chol o'im and all the other nations imbom govar, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu managed to be govar them, I will be different, he says. Ani b'toich ivuyoi, I, in the desired place, Ivuyim is desired, I will go into the Beis HaMikdosh, Ivuyoy, his desired place. Oretz Elov Bitzavor. I will go in there, into the Beis HaMikdosh with a neck of gaive. Another pshat is the Beis HaMikdosh itself is called Tzavor. Tzavor goes on the Beis HaMikdosh. We find by Yosef HaTzadik, when Vayevch al tzavorei Binyamin, and Rashi tells us, he cried over the necks of Binyamin. What does it mean? What did he cry for? He cried over the two Bate Migdash Asidim Lechore Bechelko Shel Binyamin by Srishin and by Sheni. The Beit HaMikdash, as we see, in fact, that it's called Tzavor. And as we mentioned once, B'Shem Nechsem Soivin Hashem Yishmul, the Beit HaMikdash is called Tzavor, Kemigdal David Tzavorech, Tzavorech Kemigdal Hashem. Why did this Migdash called Tzavor? It's the same way that the neck of a person, that the Shem Yishmul and Nechsem Soifer, the neck of a person, is Mechaber, it attaches the head with the lathe. That's the neck. The neck connects the head, the Rosh with the lathe. So to the Beit HaMikdash is Mechaber Shemayim V'yoretz. At Ruchnis and Gashmis, the Ashpois of Shemayim in order to bring them together, that is Bitzavor. The one that Pirushim over here, he's saying, I'm going to run in Bitzavor, means not his own Tzavor, he's going with Gaiva, with his neck, but Bitzavor means he's going to break down. The Tzavor is going to break down, he's going to break down the Beit HaMikdash. It goes on to explain also the panic of all those who experienced this. And it says, therefore, it says later, Zikeinim Nivasu, that the elders, they panicked when they saw what's happening. They couldn't believe it. The time of the Baisheni, when a Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would die. So they panicked, Kihirshu Mishchokim, when he saw that he was given free reign by heaven. Asois Ritzoinoi, he can do whatever he wants. Vehu Kibiyog LaKodesh Baruch Hu himself, also Bezikim, as if he's tied in chains. Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands are tied. Couldn't believe it. That's what it appears. Impression. The impression was as if Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands are tied. That is most part of the kineh. Let me just mention to you that at the end of the kineh, there's a reference to the 400 children. The reference to the 400 children who actually committed suicide. 400 children committed suicide from a boat as they were taken to Rome, Jewish children. And they knew and they realized that they would be forced to immoral behavior. They also knew that they would be forced to be baptized or to go into Avodah Zarah. So they jumped into the water rather than be used for immoral purposes. And Avodah Zarah, it's about the last 10 or 12 lines, refers to this. Let me just show you, make reference to this, where it says, Lama Rok Shugoyim. You go a little bit further. Lama Rok Shugoyim. The last 10 or 12 lines or so. Huh? Yeah. So Lama Rok Shugoyim. Here we are. Here he's being Mekayin, and he says, why do you allow the nations, right, to gather? V'loi Shatu Al HaMincha Panois. Why do you ignore all of my minchas, all of my korbanot that I offered? Seems that they are for naught. They're not helping. V'shilchum be'eretz utz. And they, the children, were sent away to the land of Utz, b'sholish tfinis, in three boats. Children were sent away. The cheshbon is 400 children. They were sent away in three boats. Hashiveinu, they cried out. They cried out, Hashiveinu, bring us back. Shivu, they cried out. Kibou b'nibcheyam, as they sank into the depths of the yam. In other words, they had a concern. Before they jumped, they really had a concern, are they going to be zoichet olam haba? Because, you know, the tradition is, Rashi brings it also in Chumash, that when Mashiach comes, tchias ha-mesim, that you'll be rolling through the ground, the bodies will be rolling through Gilgul Mechilas, it's called, all the way up there at Yisrael. There the mesim then will come alive, like tchias ha-mesim. But here they're jumping into the yam. Is there such a thing of coming to Shemaim, coming to olam haba, and all of this, even though your body is being consumed by the yam? And the answer came back in the Shemaim that, yes, you will have olam haba. This is the Lashon Hashiveinu, bring us back, which is bring us back to Olam Haba. We are ready, they're jumping, they're in the water. Hashiveinu, Shivu, they cried out, we should be zeichet, to be brought back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kivohu v'nibche yam, as they jumped into the depth of the yam. The Shitfu atzmam yachad limpo b'yam. And they united themselves, falling into the yam. Shiru v'sishbocha shoyru kal yam. Here the half of the fella. They are Mekadeshim Shemaim with Shira. People never, when they are forced to be Mekadeshim Shemaim, okay, you have to do it. And if you're able to withstand the Nisoyim to do it. But not only did it with a Simcha. And what kind of a Simcha they did it? They gave up their lives with Shira's and Sishbachas, Ka'al Yam, like Yidin sang at Yamsuf, like the old Yashir Moshe. Ki'olecho Haragnu, because it's for your sake that we are being killed in Mitzulis Yam in the depth. In the depths of the sea. So let me just conclude this idea with these children. We say in the davening, and we appeal to the Tzchusim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Slichas, and we say, Asay Rabbi Nishloyam, Asay, please help us out. L'man boi ba'eshe b'mayim al kiddush shemecho. The Slichas. Rabbi Hashem, do for us, do for our sake in Tzchus, for those that died al kiddush Hashem. from the Sefer Dvaram Lucha from Bishol Brach of Kasha, so he asked the Kasha, is why does it say Boya Be'esh, those that came into the fire? Why does it say Hanisrofim, those that were burnt in the fire? Boya Be'esh means they came into the fire. The Indian is that they died. You could say Asei Leman Hanisrofim Be'esh. Why does it say Asei Leman Boya Be'esh? Why is that mentioned, Boya Be'esh? So he says, if you take a look in the Yalkut Ruveni, the Yalkut Ruveni brings down B'Shem Dishachal HaTorah. Dishachal HaTorah was a Talmud of the Arizal. So he's two steps away from the Ariya Kodesh. The Kodesh, as Yod said, was Heyov, not so long ago. And the Al Shechak, the Shachal HaTorah is a Talmud from a Talmud of the Arizal. So brings down the Yalkut Ruveni. That the Achris Hayomim, the Pasuk says, B'Shem Dishach. It says, V'korosa etchem oro ba'achris hayomim. Simple means it will happen. Mikre, V'koros etchem oro. The oro will happen ba'achris hayomim. But he said, Pshat, the Shach said, it's washing kriya. Sometimes the ra, the tragedy, calls you to come. The tragedy is there ahead of you and says, come, come, this is your direction. This is the way you're supposed to go. And he said the following lashon. Kamo yishira b'medinas Portugal. Yalkut Ruveni. As it happened in Medina's Portugal, Shehichriz Amelech, Kol Mi She'eina Oived Lilakov, someone who does not worship, his God, Yisarev Be'esh. So it's either you serve, either you are Rabbi Yisrael, or you die. V'hoya Mitzat B'nei Yisrael Shoyalim. So some of the Eden mean dying is a choice? You mean we don't have to, dying is a choice? Where's the Beis HaSreifa? Where's the Beis HaSreifa? If dying is a choice, instead of being Oyved Avodah Zarah, if dying is given a choice, where's the Beis HaSreifa? U'moylichin b'neim in shoyseim. And they brought their sons and their daughters b'supim u'b'mcholayz b'simcha. Orchestra drums playing. U'moylichin atzmai. They themselves brought themselves to the Beis HaSreifa. It says the Sefer Dvaram Lucha, that's what the Pasuk means. The Tefillah means. Asei l'man bo'ei. They came by themselves. They came b'simcha to be mekadeshim shemayim. That's the emphasis. Asei l'man boi b'eish b'mayim al kiddush shemecho. They came me'atzmon. Where is the Beis HaSreif? Just show us where the Beis HaSreif is. We're not waiting to be dragged there. If dying is a choice, to be mekadeshim shemayim, they were the madrega to do it b'simcha. Asei l'man boi b'eish b'mayim. They came. They were boim. That's what the Python is referring to over here also when he says, Shir v'sish bochois shoyruru ke'al yam. So this is now the kin of the choir, asher also tzar b'fnim.